Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Christina Ingolio and Michelle Roboto in Columbia. They're both board members of the Missouri Disability Empowerment Foundation, or MODE Foundation. They spoke about one of the ways their organization is working to make Columbia and the greater community a little more accessible. Here's Christina.
MODE Foundation is working on many projects that involve inclusion. That's like our, I would say that's one of our main mission, if not the main mission. Last August, we launched restroommap.com. And at the time, it was a map to track restrooms that were gender neutral. And if they had adult size or universal changing tables is really a better way to call it. If they had universal changing tables, so larger changing tables, because my husband and I were struggling to get around with our daughter. She is going to be in diapers for a while. She's almost five. Lily is her name. And we knew that it was going to limit where we could go, because at this age, she's starting to understand that she's being changed on a floor or being changed in public, and she doesn't deserve that. You know, as a baby, you can kind of get away with some of that stuff, but now we want her to have some dignity. So we created this crowdsource map, and within a month we went national with it because people were kind of jumping on board. We started networking throughout the country this year and met some incredible advocates via social media and things like that. And then just a few weeks ago we went international. A Canadian man, Dad, found us, and he started submitting restrooms in the Ontario area. And we only have about 450 points, but we are working on growing that now. And I could go on and on. We've just done a lot with using the map both to find and submit restrooms, but also to advocate, to show, hey, there's nowhere we can change our daughter in mid-Missouri, which is changing slowly but surely. Yeah.
And it brings awareness to that issue as well, because whereas my children don't need the universal changing table right now, but I didn't realize the issue. And so it's kind of that, too, where you realize the different needs of the different disabilities. Mm-hmm. So now I'm able to watch for that and pin things and kind of mention to a business like, hey, have you thought about just taking the sign that says male, female, just putting gender neutral or adding a table or something like that.
And you never know. I mean, your husband and you are both healthy, but you never know. One day as we all age, we may have to take care of each other. Yeah. And you can't, it's really hard or socially awkward. Plus, I mean, just kind of difficult in general to take another adult of the opposite gender into an all-female room or an all-male room. But it's kind of that, I mean, to go back to like understanding the issue, I would say I had no clue until I had my daughter. And I'm a little ashamed to admit that, but I think it's good to admit that. And I also think that's like the bittersweet nature of inclusion, because sometimes you don't get it until you're in that position of desperation where you're like, I really have nowhere to take my daughter to the bathroom. And if you don't have that, you're not going to do anything. I mean, you can't go to church, you can't go to a business, you can't participate in things. But I do think by meeting each other and having those different needs, we are like working together to open each other's eyes and others' eyes to there are needs.
That was Christina Ingolio and Michelle Roboto speaking about MODE's bathroom accessibility online map. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.